Welcome to another Signal podcast. Our own Ariel Beeler recently spoke with Dr. Terry DeWitt about his upcoming tour in Iraq.
I'm in the Army Reserve, and my first deployment was in October of 2004 through September of 2005, and served up in northern Iraq at a little military base called Al-Kasik. Starting my 24th year next week, so it's worked out real well. I just finished up my tenure as a battalion commander in a unit up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. New position I found was at Camp Robinson in a new unit called the 90th Sustainment Brigade, and that unit is going to deploy to Balad, Iraq next summer of 2009. My position and my job is going to be providing logistical support for the theater of operations, which is going to be all in northern Iraq. And I'll be gone all school year. I'm the full-time faculty member. We are an accredited program, so we have to meet a lot of requirements. And it just gets kind of complicated because we're going through re-accreditation while I'm gone. So I had to ask our accrediting agency if they would give us a one-year extension, and they did. And I'm going to have somebody come in as an interim one-year appointment while I'm on my little sabbatical serving in the Army. The big thing that helps me is having my family and support group. My wife is Charlotte, and she is an elementary school counselor here in Arkadelphia. I have two children. They're twins, Lauren and Clinton. They are both freshmen here at Wachita. We're part of the Wachita family. My plan is to stay in the Army Reserve and continue to serve. And Wachita has been extremely hospitable. I'm extremely proud to be a part of the Wachita family, and they allowed me in the Army to do that. When my first deployment, I was in charge of all the interpreters. I made really good friends. In fact, I get emails from them still to this day. Based on my year of experience, they have a lot of the same beliefs. They want peace. They want their families to be safe. They want to have good jobs and security and to feed their families, and they want to provide. Not all of those people over there are terrorists. I had a different concept of that when I left here. I thought everybody over there was evil, but they're not. In fact, they're pretty good people. I think this has been a long war, and I don't think America was ready for what we got ourselves into. No matter what you think about the war, and no matter what you think about politics behind the war, we're in it. And we're going to be dealing with this for quite some time. I saw some pretty gruesome things. I saw a suicide bomber at our front gate that killed 24 innocent Iraqi citizens. And it was just a waste of human life. There was no need for that to happen. And I think that's the tragedy, is one incident like that scares everybody to death. And it kind of creates some chaos. But I think that we're making progress. I really think so. I saw it in my 1 year. I saw that we made a difference. Kind of like that little starfish, you know, the little kid walking down the beach and he's throwing the starfish one at a time back in. The guy says, you think you're really going to make a difference? There's starfish all over the place. And he says, well, I made a difference with this one. He threw it back in the water. I see the same type of similarity with what we're doing.